بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are still studying the Umdat al-Ahkam, the great book that deals with different issues of fiqh from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And hadith number 281, which was narrated by Abu Huraira. Kareem.
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as saying, delay in the payment of debt on the part of a rich man is injustice. And when one of you is forwarded to a rich man, he should follow him.
Okay. The hadith is a great hadith in highlighting the importance of paying back your debts. The Prophet is saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, that delaying and postponing and not paying on time is a form of injustice. But this injustice is related to a person's ability to pay. If I borrow something from you and I'm bankrupt, I don't have money, and you say you don't fear Allah, you have to pay back, يا أخي, I do not have money. فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٌ. Allah says in the Quran, chapter 2, that if I need money from you and you cannot pay it back, then I may or I should postpone you until you are capable of paying. Otherwise, there's no point in asking someone who's paralyzed to stand up. Stand on your feet. Ya akhi, he's paralyzed. No, he should pay standing up. Ya akhi, he's unable. This is unfair. Likewise, if a person takes up a debt and he cannot pay back, then Allah tells us that you should be patient and wait until he's capable. Yes, if I lend someone money and I tell him to give me back the money, but I find him traveling to Europe and buying new cars and having fun, and he said, wallah, I don't have. No. This is injustice. The Prophet is saying, as-salam, it is dhulm. مَطْلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ. And this kind of injustice also enables me to punish him and to spread the word about his reputation. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that the delaying in payment from the side of a rich person permits me to punish him and to speak ill about him. So if I need money from this brother who's rich and he's not paying back, I can go to the judge and the judge can enforce him to pay. If he refuses, he throws him in jail. This allows me to punish him. He is capable of doing it, but he's postponing it. Likewise, I can sit with my friends and I say, this man is not good. He took this much money and he's not paying it back. This is halal. This is not backbiting. It's permissible because he is unfair. Now, if he is unable, no, I should wait for him. I should be kind and patient so that Allah would be kind and patient and forgiving with me as well. However, there is another issue. And this issue is, what about if I am unable to pay, so I forward you to someone who can pay? And this is known as al-huwala, meaning me and Brother Kaleem, we have a debt. I have to give him 1,000 euros back. And he comes to me and says, pay me, pay me, pay me. And I don't have money. However, I remember that with the other brother, I want from him 1,000 euros or more. So I tell Brother Kaleem, Akhi, your debt that you want from me, take it from that person. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, if one of you was forwarded to someone who's rich, who's capable of paying, he should what? He should accept. He should accept to take it. So there are three involved here. Person A, person B, person C. Person A is the one who has to pay the debt. Person B is the person who must get back his money. Person C must pay person A a similar or more amount. In this case, Scholars say that my approval is mandatory for such forwarding. So I have to approve to forward you to him. Person C has no means of refusal because paying it to me or paying it to someone else, it's still a debt. So he has no reason or he has no permission to reject. He doesn't have the right to say, no, I don't want. Person B, approval is something disputable. Thus, the hadith indicates that if person C is capable of paying off, then he has to accept. And scholars put conditions. They say, first of all, person C has to be capable of paying back, which means that if I tell Kaleem, Akhi, the 1,000 euros you want, take it from this brother, and this brother has got nothing, then this kind of forwarding is not permissible because he has nothing. So what is brother B gaining? Secondly, he has to be truthful. Maybe he's a multimillionaire. I want from him 1,000 euros. So I tell Kaleem, go and take your money from this brother because I want 1,000 euros from him. But this brother who's a multimillionaire is not truthful. Every time he goes to him, he said, inshallah, tomorrow. I have a meeting. Come after 1 week. And he keeps on delaying himself. So this is not good as well. Thirdly, he has to be someone not in authority. Imagine if I tell Kaleem, go take your money from this brother who I want from him 1,000 euros. But this brother is the governor. He's the king. He is someone of influence and power. He goes to him, he takes Kaleem and puts him in jail. So this kind of forwarding is not applicable. It has to be someone who Kaleem is capable of taking the money from. And again, by me forwarding Kaleem to brother C, this means that now my, what they call it, a dhimma, the way that I'm supposed to clarify my reputation, my ownership is free. So if I tell him, go and take it from brother C, and brother C has the conditions fulfilled, and he agrees, if he goes to brother C, and then he changes his mind, says, no, I want to take my money from you back again. Does he have the right? They say, no. Khalas, the transaction is done. He has to take his money from brother C, unless brother C dies, then he has to ask it from the inheritance of this people, or this person becomes broke and is unable to pay. So he goes back to me so that he could take the money, especially if he makes a condition. And this is what brother B is usually advised. When someone forwards you, you say, I accept on the condition that if this person dies or if he gets bankrupt or something, I'll take my money back from you again. Hadith number 282. Yes, Akhi.
Narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if a man finds his very things with a bankrupt, he has more right to take them back than anyone else.
Okay, now this hadith is related to bankruptcy. And this is possible that people, after we spoke about forwarding, we began speaking about what? About mortgage, which is dealing with loans. And then we spoke about forwarding the loan to someone else. And it's also dealing with loan. Now we're talking about an issue, which is that I sell you something or I lend you something and you declare bankruptcy. For one reason or the other, you completely are unable to pay back. What happens usually? Let's say that person A has debts to 10 people, 1,000, 100,000, 5,000, etc. And then he declares bankruptcy. He cannot pay all the people. Once he declares bankruptcy, the judge comes and he rules that everyone from those who had lent him money, we'll see what he has in his possession and pocket. So his house, his bank account, his wealth, it's, let's say, 10,000. And the debts are 150,000. So what to do? the judge gives percentages. So this one, from the total of 150,000, his percentage is 20%. This one is 40%. This one is 10%, 10%, 10%. These are their percentages from the total of the loan. The judge looks at the 10,000 he has in his hand, and he gives 20% to that man, 40% to that man, 10% of it. So he does not give them the whole thing because they have to share as their percentage in the original loan. This is understood, is it? Okay, the hadith is not referring to this. The hadith is referring to a specific item. For example, I sold the man my horse. And he said, okay, come after 1 week, I will give you this much money. After 1 week, I go and I find the police, the judge, and the debtors are all waiting outside. What's wrong? He said, wallah, the guy is bankrupt and we want to distribute his possessions in accordance to the percentages included in the findings of or the ruling of the judge. And I see my horse there. And I said, hey, listen, this is my horse. And this is so tough luck. This horse cost 5,000. We're going to sell it and we're going to give the percentage to the people. The Prophet says, no. In this case, if he finds it as it is his right to take it because it's unchanged. And this is one of the most important conditions, that it is unchanged. If I sell the man pile of wood and I come after 1 day to collect the money and I found out that he made this pile of wood into this table, I cannot claim and say the table is mine. It's 100% the wood I gave him, but it is not in the same as it was. If I sell him wheat and I find that he has a bakery and it's all bread, I said, oh, jazakumullah khair, the bread is mine. No, because it is not as the same as it was sold. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.